the news. I'm Zhou Fang. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory message to Ignacio Cassis, new president of the Swiss Confederation. In his message, President Xi called on the two sides to strengthen political mutual trust, deepen practical cooperation, and enrich their partnership. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson has said that the country looks forward to building closer friendship and cooperation with Nicaragua. Zhao Lijian made the remarks while responding to the reopening of the Chinese embassy in Nicaragua. The spokesperson said the resumption of diplomatic ties between China and Nicaragua serves the fundamental and long-term interests of both sides and is welcomed and supported by the two peoples. China Media Group President Sheng Haisheng has extended New Year greetings in an address to overseas audiences. Sheng says CMG will continue to work as a responsible and professional media company and strive to seek truth. The CMG president also says the media organization will embrace cutting-edge technologies to present an extraordinary Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics to the world. The astronauts aboard China's orbiting Tiangong space station held talks with young people in Beijing, Hong Kong, and Macau from space. Professor Yang Yuguang from the China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation said the video call was impressive.
It is really a perfect video call today, but you know, I am an engineer, so what impressed me most is that the smooth video and audio transmission today. You know that even the video call today is a coordination, a cooperation of a very huge system. Not only the astronauts, not only the students and also our anchors in the studio, but also you know that the Beijing Flight Control Center, the astronaut system, the ground control system, the ground stations, and the most important, our Tianyan data relay satellite. So you can see the high definition videos and also very high quality audios between the communication between the astronauts and our audience. But we have to ensure this because you know that we already have the second generation Tianyan data relay satellite and also together with the first generation working in the outer space. So with this help, we can smoothly get the continuous video and audio.
China launched the Shenzhou 13 spaceship on October 16th, sending three astronauts on a six-month mission to construct its space station. The China National Space Administration has released a series of new Mars images captured by the Tianwen-1 probe, sending New Year's greetings to the world on the first day of 2022. The orbiter of the mission, which serves as a relay communication satellite, has been working in orbit for 526 days at a distance of about 3.5 million kilometers from Earth. The communication delay is about 19.5 minutes. Team China's podium uniform for the upcoming Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics has been unveiled. The design of the uniform found inspiration in traditional Chinese culture and the Chinese character Zhong. Renowned designer Timmy Ip is the mastermind behind the uniform. Cao Chufeng brings more details.
China's podium uniform has been named the Dragon Suit. It will be worn by Chinese Olympians when they win a medal. It was designed to be both comfortable and stylish.
This is the podium uniform for China team. The pattern is said to have a symbolic meaning. With these red lines approaching the middle, the designer tells me it symbolizes China as the host country is welcoming people from around the world.
Team China's podium uniform for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics and the 2020 Tokyo Olympics were both designed by Oscar-winning production and costume designer Tim Yip. He said along with artistic creativity, an important factor was choosing the right fabric.
I tried to make uniform more ceremonial, so I made some parts more upright. The challenge of the podium uniform for the Summer Games is that as these parts get thicker, they can get hot. So we added a lot of air vents. For the Winter Games, our fabric keeps the whole body warm, making the athletes more comfortable.
Official figures show China's box office revenue exceeded 47 billion yuan in 2021, continuing to lead the global box office market. The China Film Administration says yearly box office collection hit over 47.2 billion yuan, with nearly 85% coming from domestic productions. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.